This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You've heard, I'll guess, about the Buy America proposals from the White House trying to bring most, if not all, of our medical supply chain back onshore. There's a letter coming out tomorrow, we got a sneak peek, signed by more than 200 economists urging the Trump administration not to do that. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has today's installment of Adventures in the Law of Unintended Consequences.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro has been talking about it for weeks now, an executive order that would require government agencies to only buy U.S.-made medical products. Here's Navarro on Fox earlier this month.
Buy American is going to be the law of the land, I believe, soon at HHS, at DOD, at the Veterans Administration.
Navarro didn't respond to my request for comment today, so it's unclear exactly what the Trump administration has in mind. But the Economist letter says a Buy America order could cause even more medical supply shortages. Brian Riley at the National Taxpayers Union, which spearheaded the letter campaign, says the executive order could apply to
anything that could be classified as personal protective equipment, from hand sanitizer to medical gowns.
The letter says the order would also push up the cost of medical supplies and possibly drugs for consumers. Syracuse University economist Mary Lovely, who signed the letter, says just look at the prices of medical supplies from China that were, until recently, subject to 25% U.S. tariffs.
So on average, prices rose between 25 and 30%.
But other economists, like Christine Reese of the Georgia Institute of Technology, would be okay with a Buy America order if it included price controls in exchange for subsidies or tax breaks.
The company would have to certify that, yes, this was Buy America, and yes, they were keeping the price at the same levels that it had been when China was supplying.
The Buy America debate isn't limited to economists. There are signs of considerable disagreement at the White House over Navarro's proposal. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.